Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. Coping and adjusting to crisis. Hear from a senior getting ready for college and hear from a couple of seniors who are getting ready for a career. It's interesting to see and hear how they cope with the unknowns. Now, coping mechanisms can last you a lifetime, and let's talk about this later after we hear from these students.
Hello, my name is Ashna and I'm currently a senior in high school, and after junior year stress and college admission nervousness, I know a thing or two about anxiety. Usually my peers and I talk about our experiences, and I have found that knowing that I'm not alone helps a lot with my anxiety. Additionally, having a hobby helped me a lot. For me, that hobby was dance, and every time I got nervous or anxious, I would dance for 10 minutes and I would feel a lot better. I also found that meditation, coloring, exercise, or even just taking a shower or bath helped with anxiety. However, at this moment in time with the COVID-19 epidemic, the main anxiety I have is about the future of my education. Since my high school education is basically done, and final projects are not hard to do virtually, my education was not hindered in the process of quarantine. Yes, missing prom and a delayed graduation is not the best, but I realize it's out of my control and I need to try to be positive. However, the main thing causing anxiety during this time is 1. How will college work out in the fall? And will I be on campus? Will the college create a hybrid version of my education, etc.? And 2. How will this affect my education, since the first semester of college is a major part in figuring out exactly what I want my major to be? However, I realize that none of this is in my control. And at the end of the day, it is pointless to stress over something that I have no control over. So I'm waiting, like every other student, and hoping for the best. Thank you so much.
Hi, so you just graduated from college with a degree in biomedical engineering. 4 months back, there was no COVID-19. What has this pandemic done to your plans for the future?
Hi, I'm Roshan Menon. So I've always been a problem solver, which is why I pursued a degree in biomedical engineering. Now, my plan in December before was to simply apply to jobs and research about master's programs during my time working. However, when COVID did have an impact on my job searching process, so I've seen this as more of a slight detour to my final destination more than anything. And since I was proactive and I took the GRE in the fall, I saw the newfound time that I had been forced to be given as an opportunity. I decided to get a certification in a modeling program, spend time to apply to jobs, and also looked into master's programs to do at the same time as working. I even have a job lined up in the summer for a virtual summer camp. Now, while I could spend my time lamenting my shift in plans, I prefer to kind of play with the hand I was dealt rather than fold.
So, now we hear one perspective, which is the positive growth mindset. Let's ask another student how he perceives and how he deals with this current pandemic. So, Anton, how have you dealt with this disruption to your plans as a recent graduate, and how do you cope with the unknowns?
My name's Anton Dreyer, and I just recently graduated from Northeastern with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering and a master's in mechatronics. So when everything started back in December, I didn't think it was going to be that big a deal like a lot of people. And looking at it now, clearly things have changed a lot. And I'm obviously a lot more worried than I was back then, but I don't think necessarily it's something we have to be too concerned about. Like, yeah, it's disrupted a lot of our lives, but you don't want to focus on that. You want to focus on what you can do and just carry on with what you're doing. You don't want to let it hold you back and, I don't know, I guess stop you from growing, stop you from continuing to learn, because there's plenty of things you can do even at home.
Stay tuned to hear from another perspective, someone who went to the top university, top school, and is now at the helm of his career, and how one has to cope at that level.